It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Chris Ronji, Brad Thompson, Randy Carricker. And one of the things we like to do on this program in times of trouble and turmoil is turn to the pastor, Aeneas Williams, the Pro Football Hall of Famer and the pastor at the Spirit Church at the Crossings at Northwest, because he is a voice of reason and he is a friendly person who provides good feelings whenever he talks to the populace of St. Louis. And Aeneas is with us now on 101 ESPN. How are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic, Randy. Glad to be on with you, Brad, and Chris, and the entire St. Louis community. And just an encouraging word. We're going to make it past this. Let's everybody help each other out and pay attention to what's being requested that we do, but also know that our Heavenly Father, who's the Father of all spirits, all human beings, one, would not leave us without any hope. And I look forward and thank you for having me on.
Well, we're excited. We're always excited to have you on. I ran into you and your son Lazarus a couple of weeks ago at Walgreens, and Lazarus was going to go do some running for indoor track. He's a senior. That's a bummer. That my daughter is a senior in college and is going to miss her graduation. For all those people that work so hard over the course of a high school or college career, and I know that your son is in that same boat, that's just a bummer for him.
It is. Anytime, but it's kind of like our new normal. But when we know we've each had our experiences with high school graduations, some of the pleasures that comes with it and also some of the pressures, particularly my son being a high school senior, now going on to that next phase in life. But even with the school system and with our students, we want to remind them, number one, hey, it is a new normal. But also remember that at least, number one, we're still alive and we're praying for those who've been impacted and infected by this heinous virus. But to put it in perspective, man, it can be a whole lot worse. So we don't want to discount the feelings, but we also want them to be appreciative of even being able to go to high school and for each many of us to still be alive today.
It's hard to put it in that perspective, though, isn't it? When you have life is so normal, then in a blink, it changes. And when you have situations like this, oftentimes, I mean, one of the best things that you can do when there are trying times, right, is fellowship in general, right? Being around around people that can lift you up. And now we're in a situation where we can't even be around people that can lift us up due to the social distancing. And it's a smart thing. It's a good thing. But it's a difficult thing. I'm wondering for you, like at the Spirit Church, how are you handling that? I mean, you still have people that look to you. Are you doing this stuff online?
We are. We have our services online, thespiritchurch.org, 9 and 11 o'clock on Sundays. But besides that, guys, one of the things I shared our congregation, believe it or not, actually on yesterday, there's a lot of pressure financially, people losing jobs, the uncertainty. This has not only shut off the markets and hitting all of us economically, but it is also those things, at least in 2008 when the markets really fell and there was financial pressure, people losing houses and jobs, at least we had what we call in our country this go-to, and that's the greatness of sports. Well, all of a sudden now, with the challenges, whether it's our congregation or just humanity in particular, sports and entertainment, it literally comes from the word to divorce from the mind serious matters. So even when we were dealing with the uncertainty, pressures on jobs, we had those outlets of entertainment, of sports. Now it's been a reset, Olympics possibly being canceled, basketball on hold, baseball on hold. We don't know how it's going to impact the National Football League. But still, at the end of the day, focusing back on, in the scriptures, they call our first love. You know, so many times there are so many things that get our attention, our kids' sports, school, all the jobs, degrees, all those things are extremely important. It's caused this country to be great. But guess what? Now it's almost like a divine reset. We've been forced to now be home. How about that? It's literally like everybody's been given a timeout almost. So we literally, I know in my family, my daughter's home, who's supposed to graduate this year from Arizona State in May, that's probably been canceled. And now everybody's at home, and literally we get a chance to just get back to probably what our grandparents, great-grandparents, and our parents in their early years experienced. And once again, that's the family being home and neighbors seeing each other. And we're also reminded how intricately we're connected globally. It's not just our nation anymore. This thing has hit the world.
So what do you say to people who feel a lot of anxiety right now?
One, we have the what I call the facts. The facts are we're praying, obviously, for our leaders, for the medical profession. They're giving us advice. Our elected officials are directing us. Law enforcement are praying for all of our medical doctors, all of the nurses, all of those that are serving us. So what am I saying? Number one, get the facts. Pay attention to them. Social distancing, 6 feet. Sounds funny. Young people realize you're not exempt from this. So listening to the rules, we have a curfew in St. Louis County, St. Louis City. Pay attention to those things. Don't ignore them, because we're finding out the majority of people that are infected were infected by people who didn't know they had the virus. That's number one. Initially, maybe it sounded like a scare, because what generation has experienced this? So a lot of what was said probably initially, a number of people maybe didn't take it as serious as we now know it is. So number one, know what the facts are. Know what the big asks are as relates to being a citizen, how we can help each other. The second thing is limit the amount of exposure when it comes down to the continual 24-hour cycle of the news, because fear does things on the inside. It weakens our immune system. God tells us have faith. In other words, he says there's nothing that he allows us to experience that we can't handle. Now we have what's called the new normal. But I'm praying, I'm expecting that we'll get great creativity come out. We'll have inventions come out. What is it? Necessity is the mother of invention, creativity. We're going to eventually, God gives people a solution for these things. But as I said, limit the amount of time. The news cycles, they have to, we get it. They have to 24 hours a day, filled space, filled time slot. But once we get the information, now get a book, read the scriptures, or read something that causes you to have hope, number one. We have hope, guys. Is it tough? Absolutely. Are we praying for those who've already been impacted? Yes. Are we praying for all of those that are serving the people that impact? Yes. But have conversation. Take time being patient with each other. Instead of texting, call people. Here's the great thing about now these cell phones. We could text. That's great, millennials. That's great, Generation Z. But pick up the phone and call, because now we can do it, and we don't have any restrictions over the phone, FaceTime, some of the things that we've been doing to connect with our congregation and loved ones.
Aeneas Williams with us on 101 ESPN. And a tough question for me might be easier for you, because you are so familiar with the scripture and you are a man of God. But if a young person says, Pastor Williams, why is this happening to our world? Why would God allow this to happen to our world? What do you say?
The first thing I say is I don't answer questions. I don't know the complete answer, but I will give insight throughout scripture. The one thing I love about scripture, it gives us insight as to this is new in our generation, but it is not new to the world. And sometimes we react because what we've learned about history, a lot of times, is that we don't learn from history. If there's any kind of divine wake-up call, if there's any kind of daylight or sunshine that we want to see through this, man, who else could allow, I'm not even saying God, but who else could allow where it is almost like a divine reset, where we don't have the normal things that we can just go do like we used to. We have to now get together. We now have to focus on this divine being that I refer to as our Heavenly Father, and particularly in our context, and to a Christ follower, the Lord Jesus Christ, who throughout the scripture warns of different things that will come on the earth. But really, it's like a divine reset to get back to what? Our first love. What's our first love? The God who conceived all of us in love. and to love each other. This now puts the stress and the strain on, man, look how valuable we are to each other. The people that are working at the grocery stores, that are filling these shelves, the people who are doing, go out and support some of the restaurants if you're able to, so people can be gainfully employed and take the food out. But all we're realizing is, man, look at this. I don't care what economic level you are. I don't care what ethnicity you are. We're all realizing there's a great equalizer, and it's a continual reminder, not that God is punishing anyone. I wouldn't say that. I don't know. I do know he's allowing us to at least have a warning sign to say, number one, look up. There is hope. I am a God that wants to reveal myself to whosoever will like me to. And my son has died for each and every one of us. And this is a great time, as I said, Randy, love God, love people.
And that's the core of Aeneas Williams. And I'm glad you said that there, because if I judge a man by his actions, I'm going to judge Aeneas Williams by loving people and caring about other people and doing good things for other people. And that's what, as a society, we all need to do right now.
And Randy, thank you, Brad and Chris, because so many people also don't realize how important it is for people like yourself, this broadcast, to be here, to have some semblance of normalcy, and some of the people that you're getting on having these conversations. This gets me excited. I am so excited, man, because it's like when a game is on the line, a football game, and I wouldn't dare compare this to sports, but I make an analogy that a lot of times we learn teams lose the game when the pressure is on. Well, this pressure, this challenge that's here, guess what? We as human beings, along with God's help, we can solve some of these things. We can correct some things maybe that we need to correct it, but we can also, once again, unify, because we are better together. In Psalms 133, Randy, it says how beautiful it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. And get this, it says at the place of unity when we're unified, it says God has commanded a blessing. We call this the United States. Yes, we have Democrats, Republicans, Independents, but at the end of the day, what are we remembering? We're all in this together. So I am, believe it or not, don't think I'm crazy, I'm excited for this time. Am I praying? Are we hurting when we lose? I've lost a childhood friend to the virus down in New Orleans, the second one to die down in New Orleans. I've had friends admitted to the hospital, so I'm not downing it. But what I am saying, the word crisis has two meanings, opportunity and danger. A lot of times we allow the fear to cause us as human beings to focus on the danger. I'm saying to all of us, this is possibly a divine opportunity for all of us together.
Those are the words that St. Louis needed to hear. Aeneas Williams, love you. Thanks so much for taking the time. We do appreciate it. And we'll talk soon. And if you ever want to come on, then you have an open invitation.
Randy, I appreciate you, man, for your consistency, for your love for the community of St. Louis, for your passion. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Brad. And guys, and everyone that's listening, the best is yet to come.
All right. Aeneas Williams, thanks so much. That is the great pastor and the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Aeneas Williams, and what a wonderful person that he is to have in our community.